Good to go.
This is the fourth shiur on Siman Kuf Nun Hey in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. And tonight, and perhaps the next shiur as well, we'll focus on one statement in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber mentioned in Kuf Nun Hey that after one leaves shul in the morning, one should go to Beis Medrash, one should juxtapose the tefillah. What should follow subsequently is the kviyas itim la Torah, and the mechaber said that it should be a zman kavua, it should be fixed in terms of time. There's a din of kviyas makom, the Mishnah Berurah said it well, and the Ramah added the following statement: v'af mishen yodei dilmon yelech beis medrash uschar halicha biyado. Even one who doesn't have the requisite background in learning should still go to a Beis Medrash, and he will be zochet to Zchar Alicha. We spoke about this in the last year. The Ramah adds, O yigvalo makom, he should establish a fixed place in the Beis Medrash, v'yilmod ma'at b'meshayodeya, and he should try to learn to focus on areas that he has some knowledge of. So the Mishnah Berurah here has the following comment in Sivkot and Ches. When the Ramah said, "Biyilma ma'at b'meshiyodeya," let him learn a bit that which he knows. So the Mishnah Berurah says the language of the Ramah is not clear, because initially we're talking about someone. The Ramah said, "Misheni yodeya lilmo." He doesn't have the ability to learn at all. That was the initial statement of the Ramah, and then a bit later the Ramah says, "Biyilma ma'at b'meshiyodeya." The little that he does know, let him learn. So the Mishnah Berurah says the following: Ha'emes kamo shekasavnu b'tchilo d'koye hakol ha'rei sasif, that everything is going on what the was said at the very beginning, namely, da'afilo mishi yodei lilmod rak ma'at, even if someone only knows a little bit how to learn, still yikva lo mokam b'beis ha'medrash lilmod b'mishi yodei. What's significant, and this is what we mentioned last time, the Gemara speaks about kriyas makom b'tfila, kol hakoveh makom b'tfilaso elokei Avraham b'ezo, the Gemara in Brachos. And here the Mishnah Berurah tells you, based on the language of the Shulchan Aruch, that there's also a din in kriyas makom, the way the Ramah expresses it. And the Mishnah Berurah goes further. V'imeni yodeh klal lilmon, he doesn't know how to learn at all, he has no background whatsoever. Still, he should be in the Beis Medrash, and he will be given reward, compensation, just for going to the Beis Medrash. And we mentioned this last time in the context of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. There's one other very significant and striking chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah that also requires examination. In Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah again refers to this theme. What? The second time, the Shabura we just read spoke about Tzchar Halicha, and now he says, even if he has no understanding at all of what is being learned, what is being taught, the Shabura says, just being in the Beis Medrash is a mitzvah. And of course, a fortiori, kolshkein, if he can understand that which they're learning, whether it's on Halacha or Agoda, he should simply be koveah himself there. V'yadalo b'mkom limud, just by virtue of his hearing, Mishnah Berurah says he will receive credit b'mkom limud. And he quotes a Medrash Rabbah, Amar Rav Yishua, Amar Rav Nachman, kol mishavah l'beis ha'knesset b'shomea divrei Torah. Anyone who goes to shul and just hears divrei Torah, Mishnah Berurah clearly understands this as someone who hears but does not understand, doesn't have any havana in that which he heard. For that which he did, he's going to receive a compensation. In the future, he'll sit among Tamdi Chachom Shenemar, Ozen Shomaz Tochach Haschayim, Bekerev Chachomim Tolim. Even though that pasuk is talking about Tochacha, someone who's ready to accept Musar, and the indication is that someone is Mekabel Musar, he'll be able to be amongst Chachomim. But the Mishnah Berurah interprets that pasuk as referring to someone who has no Havana, no understanding of Torah, and yet the fact that he came to listen to Divrei Torah, that will redound to his credit, and also, he'll sit among the Chacham. So this is the issue that we would like to explore this evening. We sent out a few Mar Mekomos, B'Lashon Hamata, on this matter. And let us begin by examining first the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, a very famous Rambam, who discusses how one could acquire the Keset Torah. The Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah. So in the context of discussing the Keset Torah, the Rambam has a remarkable statement in Halacha Vav, which is underlined on page number 1. Mishin is so libo the kai mitzvah zo karoi, someone who wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah optimally, ideally, b'lios muhtar b'keset Torah. There are three ksarim. The keset kahuna, the Rambam said in Halacha Aleph, belongs to the descendants of Aaron HaKohen. The keset malchus belongs to the descendants of David HaMelech. But the keset Torah is available to all of us. Kalarotza litol yavo v'itol. So one who wants to acquire the Keset Torah, lo yasiach daitu ledvarim acherim. There should be no hesech adas. We spoke about this last year in the context of Taisim Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal the question that Taisis raises. Why is there a distinction between the mitzvah of Sukkah? Every time one enters the Sukkah, the knisa of the Sukkah is b'chayav b'bracha, and one can do that several times a day. However, in contradistinction, Birchas HaTorah is only said once a day. And Tosfos answered, Shaini Torah Sheinu Meyayish Daito. Tosfos cites the pasuk in Yeshua, V'agisa V'yom V'alayla. And we mention, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, there are two types of awareness, or two types of Hesech Hadas. He described one as latent awareness, and the other as acute awareness. When a person is learning Torah right now, so of course a person is acutely aware of Talmud Torah, of that which he's involved in, of that which he's ensconced in. But when a person is working, or a person is involved in other activities, which he's certainly permitted and obligated to do, so then there is no acute awareness. However, there should still be a latent awareness. A person should always want to come back to Talmud Torah. And therefore, that's what Tosfos says. Shaini Torah Sheinu Meyayish Daito. There's never an absolute Hesech Hadas from Talmud Torah. There may be a Hesech Hadas in terms of the acute awareness, but the latent awareness is always there. Similar to a mother with a child, even though the child is no longer under her thumb, the mother never forgets the child. And that's what the Tosfos writes in Brachas Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which is the reason why Birchas HaTorah suffices once in the morning. There's no need to make any other Birchas HaTorah, unlike when a person leaves the sukkah and then goes about his daily chores. So then that's called the Hesech Hadas. And therefore, when a person returns, there's an obligation to make a new bracha. So here the Rama mentions this concept as well. Lo yasiach daito lidvarim acherim. V'lo yasim alibo sheik ne'torim ha'osher v'akavu ka'achas. One should not think one will acquire Torah together with acquisition of wealth and honor. Kachi darka shel Torah. The Rama quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I remember once Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal referred to a comment of the Torah Tumima. The Torah Tumima quotes his aunt. There's a very fascinating autobiography of the Torah Tumima called Mekar Baruch, a biography of several thousand pages. And so he quotes his aunt who read this Mishnah, Bilshon Bitmir. His aunt was the wife of the Rosh Hashiva of Alojin, the wife of the Netziv. So she read the Mishnah, Kachi Darka Shel Torah, Pas Bamela Tochel, Umayim Babasura Tishte, V'yal Ha'aretz Tishtam V'chayitza Tichye, U'batara Ta'omel. Can't be. But that's not the simple pshat. The simple pshat in the Mishnah is Kachi Darka Shel Torah, the way the Gemara says in the Dorim and elsewhere, Hizorum Ne'anim Shemehem Teitzei Torah. That if a person wants to acquire Torah, so one has to learn to live a lifestyle that's considerably more frugal. There's no need to pursue material pursuits and the like. Kachi Darka Shel Torah, Hizorum Ne'anim Shemehem Teitzei Torah. Pas Bamelach Tochel, Bayim Bamesura Tishre, V'Yaloris Tishan, V'Chayitzar Tichye, U'Batorah Ta'omel. If one is not involved in all types of material pursuits, it'll be easier for one to acquire Torah, to be involved in Avodah Shel Torah. The Rambam continues. The Rambam here has combined a number of Mishnayos. V'lo alecha adav al-digmar, v'lo atav b'nchoron dibatav mimena. The imbebesa Torah hebesa schar. The more one learns, the greater the schar. And then the Rambam concludes this halacha with a very remarkable and very significant pronouncement. V'haschar l'fiatzar. We're familiar with this Mishnah. L'fum tzaira agra. However, the chiddush of the Rambam is that Dafka, the Rambam uses this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, L'fum tzaira agra. So one would have assumed that this applies to a number of areas. The Rambam has now taken this Lashon HaMishnah and applied it specifically to Talmud Torah. The Rambam has limited this concept to Talmud Torah. Haschar l'fi atzar. What about other mitzvahs? So there are other interpretations of this Mishnah that refers to other mitzvahs as well. Often there's tzar involved in doing a mitzvah. The Rush writes at one point, he speaks of Zeya the mitzvah. People who want to become involved in Asiyas HaMitzvahs to try to do so on their own. Today we're living in a world of technology, in a world where everything is already prepared for us. Hakol Muchan, Ad Kedei Kach, I told someone the other day with reference to Neros Chanukah. So in our house, and this is a tradition in my family and my Rebbetzin's family, that we prepare the wicks ourselves. That's what the Rush calls Zeya the Mitzvah, as opposed to purchasing prepared wicks and prepared oil, which is essentially the Nohug Berov HaOlam for what I can see. But the Rambam applies this particular Mishnah, the Fum Tzaira Agra, Dafka, with reference to Talmud Torah, not with reference to other mitzvahs. And why is that so? Because clearly Chazal understood that specifically with reference to Talmud Torah, the schar that one gets is a function of the omol, the function of the energy that one expends, of the effort that one has to be involved in massive amol shel Torah, massive effort. Now, Soloveitchik always said over, he actually said it from Rav Chaim Briska, that a lamdan is not someone who's necessarily zocher to yediyas haTorah, someone who has knowledge, vast knowledge of Torah, but rather, Rav Soloveitchik said that the nun is always added to the language of the noun. For example, we're talking about someone who does something with hasmada, who does something with regularity, who does something in a concerted kind of way, in a systematic kind of way, namely shakran, a systematic liar, gazlan, a systematic thief, akshan, someone who's systematically can exasperate you because he's very stubborn, avdon, someone who's a tanner. And those, the nun indicates, if you will, a certain kind of regilius, a certain kind of regularity. So here, London is someone who is pursuing learning. And the Gemara has in Brachos, the famous comments on page number 2, well-known Gemara, Rav Soloveitchik often referred to this Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos, and Avavim Abeis, Agra de Pirka Riato. The Gemara there is discussing a person engaged in psiagasa. We know that on Shabbos, psiagasa is a problem unless one is running to shul. That's what it says in Halacha as well. You're allowed to run to shul on Shabbos. But otherwise, we know that the psias of Shabbos should be different than the psias of Chol. The pasuk in Yeshayo, the Navi says that clearly, hiluchos shel Shabbos are not the same as hiluchos shel Chol. Diburcha shel Shabbos are not the same as diburcha shel Chol. V'chulo v'chulo. So in general, when one leaves the Beis HaKnesses, so the Gemara says, I see a psiagasa. But the Gemara says that's only on the way out. But on the way to the Beis HaKnesses, we know that one should try to pursue it, then try to run. Neida near the fall of Das Hashem. And the Gemara says, in the name of Rav Zera, initially when he saw Talmidei Chachamim running to the Pirka on Shabbos, he thought they were Mechal Shabbos. Then he heard the Olam Yorot Sodom Ledva Halacha Afilu B'Shabbos, Achri Hashem Yelechu Ka'ar Yeshigog. So then he also began to run. Then the Gemara sums it up with a very pithy comment to Rav Zera. Igra the Pirka Riyata, says Rashi, on page number 2, Bavim Abeis in Brachos, Ikar Kibol Schar Habrios, Harotzim Lishmoa Drasha Mipi Chocham, Hischar HaMerutza. Rashi said, what is the schar they're receiving? They're running to shul. Sharei Rubam Einem Bevinim. Most of them don't understand what the shir is all about, what the drasha is all about. Lahamid Girsa, V'lo Mashmoa Mipi Rabam V'achazman Shir Kabu Schar Limud. Rashi says something incredibly striking. So Rav Soloveitchik said his father, this was the minig apparently that the Rav pointed out, Rabbanim essentially, in the course of the year, gave two main drushas. One drusha, of course, was Shabbos HaGodol, and the other drusha was Shabbos Shuba. So he said that his father, when he was a Rav in Chaslovich, in White Russia, so his practice was to give these two drushas, and generally, he dashin, usually, on Shabbos HaGodol, before Pesach, he dashin something relating to the Korban Pesach, in Kochim, and on Shabbos Shuba, he dashin relating to the sugya of Dalet Chiluki Kapara, which are both technically very difficult sugyas, and he said, Rov of the Tzibur had no understanding of what his father was talking about. They were balabatim in Chasovich, in White Russia, but they sat there, riveted to the drasha of his father. I heard that his father, Rabbi Soloveitchik, was far more bekitzer than his son. The son was much more marich, Rav Soloveitchik himself. Matter of fact, when Rav Soloveitchik came to the United States, it's Yodua, I wasn't there, that when he came to the United States, so his father, from time to time, would introduce his son. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik would introduce Rav Sheber, his own son, and sometimes Rav Moshe Soloveitchik would say a shir, and then Rav Soloveitchik, the son, would expand on the shir that his father said. But Rashi here says something very significant, namely, that one receives schar just for running to the drasha without having havana. This is an incredible statement. Because the gear that's involved, the tzar that's involved, the effort that's involved to show that one has a great love for Talmud Torah, and that is, according to this Rashi, sufficient for that person, even though they don't understand the drasha, but they're going to be mekabel schar. So this also might be one of the mekoros, one of the sources for the Mishnah Berurah's comment that even without havana, one is going to receive schar. One will also be the recipient of a reward, even though there's no havana. So that's the issue I would like to discuss at some length, and it may take us a bit. So let's begin by referring to a famous issue, which is really a Yerushalmi, and this Yerushalmi actually is discussed by the Ran of Rosh Hashanah. The Ran of Rosh Hashanah quotes a Yerushalmi. It's actually, the Vilna Gaon quotes it in his parish on Maseches Brachos, the first Mishnah. The Mishnah writes, Me'emesai Koren Eshma Be'arvin. The Lashon HaMishnah seems to be difficult. We're talking about a Yochid who's chayav in Kriya Shema. And yet the Mishnah uses Lashon Rabin, Me'emesai Koren. Why does the Mishnah speak of Lashon Rabin? Me'emesai Koren, Kriya Shema Be'arvin, Mishor Shakon, Nichlasim, Lechol B'tzumasin, Atzofa Hashma Rishona. So the Goyin cites the Yerushalmi quoted by the Ran of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that Yerushalmi says, even though we have a din of Shomei Ha'Koneh, Shomei Ha'Koneh meaning that a person hears the Megillah from the Balkari and his Yotze, the Balkari is Motzi my obligation, each Yochid is obligated to hear the Megillah, and I am Yotze, can discharge my obligation by listening to the Balkari who's Motzi me in Kriyas HaMegillah. Kiddush, one person makes Kiddush, the one who hears the Kiddush, the Tzibur, the family who hears the Kiddush is Yotze through the din of Shomei Ha'Koneh. So we have the din of Shomei Ha'Koneh that's applicable quite a number of times in the course of the year. So the Yerushalmi writes, there are three specific areas where there's no din of Shomei Ha'Koneh. Shomei Ha'Koneh is not going to work. And what exactly are those three areas where Shomei Ha'Koneh is not going to work? So the Yerushalmi says, number one, Birchas HaMazon, because the Pasuk says, V'yachalta v'savata v'rachta. I'm the one who ate. I'm the one who satiated. I'm the one who has to make a bracha. No one else can make a bracha for me, even though the Gemara has a concept of Sofim Mevarech Ubur Yotzei. A number of times, I was in shuls in America, and they had Kiddushim on Shabbos. And in the course of the Kiddushim on Shabbos, which usually was in Ulam, usually in a kind of hall where there was downstairs, a very large Ulam, and they had these very beautiful and very massive Kiddushim. So often, after the Kiddush was over, the Rav, or one of the Balabatim, would say the Bracha Achrona and be Motzi everyone. So the first time I saw it, I went over to the Rav and said, why isn't everyone making their own Bracha Achrona? So the Rav told me, not everyone is familiar with the Bracha Achrona, Alam Michya, and the like. And therefore, we're Somicham, Sofim Mevarech, Ubur Yotzei. So the Yerushalmi said, there's no concept of Shomei Ha'Koneh when it comes to Birchas HaMazon unless you have a Shas HaTchak situation. That's one case. Besides Birchas HaMazon, we have Kriya Shema. Each person has to be Mekabel or Malchus Shamayim. And the third item mentioned by the Yerushalmi is Tefillah. Kol Echad Tzarich L'Hispalel Al Tzarchei Atzmo. Each person has to daven for his own tzrochim, for his own needs. So here we see in these three areas, the Yerushalmi writes, there's no Shomei Ha'Koneh. So the Goyin in the Shneis Elio, his Perish on Brochus, he cites this Yerushalmi in the context of the Lashon HaMishnah that uses Lashon Rabin. Emesai Korin Shema Ba'arvin. Why Lashon Rabin? So the Goyin says, this refers to this Yerushalmi, there's no deed of Shomei Ha'Koneh. So in these three areas, there's no halacha of Shomei Ha'Koneh. It's interesting that we know that a person is supposed to daven for other people's needs as well. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the last Mishnah, Nachlam HaGimel, the Mishnah speaks about a Sheat Tzibah, Motzi, Yidei Chova, Mishen Yodeh Lispala. That's how it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Tzibah Kuf Chav Dalet. Someone who does not know how to daven, so the Sheat Tzibah can be Motzi him. He's motzi mishen or baki. That's the discussion in Rishonim. Is there a need for Chazar Sashas today? Since we're all bekiyim, we're all competent, we're all fluent. But Shulchan quotes that the halacha. So this issue, as I said, these three areas, the Yerushalmi And this Yerushalmi is quoted here on page number 4. Yerushalmi in Brachis, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rashi ben Yochai, Gegon Onu she'oiskim b'talmud Torah, afilu l'kriya shma einan matzikin. This is the Mishnah in Shabbos. The Gemara says Rashi ben Yochai was among that very elite group, very select group of individuals that Torahso umnusa, that they were constantly 24-7 occupied in the study of Torah. And because of that, they're not obligated to go ahead and engage in any other mitzvahs, even for kriyashma, which is a din daraisa. In general, we paskin, there's a distinction between kriyashma and tefillah. Mafsikim the tefillah, they mafsikim the kriyashma. Tefillah is the rabbanon, kriyashma is daraisa. For them, they're also in Talmud Torah that they don't have to be masik even for kriyashma. And Yerushalmi goes on to say, he asks the question on the bottom of the Yerushalmi here on page number 4. V'lo modi rashim min yichoy shemafsikim l'asi asukah. What about mitzvahs masiyos? What, they don't perform any mitzvahs? We know the whole idea of Talmud Torah is lilmod, lilamein, lishma, v'lasos l'kayim. The whole idea is to perform mitzvahs, that we learn Torah, amanas lasos. We're obligated to do mitzvahs. So there, Rashim Yichoy v'chaber v'zam turaj, they're not obligated to do mitzvahs. So the Gemara answers, a famous Yerushalmi, three lines from the end of the Yerushalmi here. Yerushalmi says, Taimid de Rashbi, what's the reason Rashim Yichoy? That this is considered to be Talmud Torah, and Kriyat Shema is also a key of Talmud Torah. And therefore, because one is Talmud Torah and the other is Talmud Torah, there's no need to be Mavatel, one fulfillment of Talmud Torah for another fulfillment of Talmud Torah. So you see from the Yerushalmi that Kriyat Shema is a key of Talmud Torah. So if that's the case, so here this I heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, that he said Yerushalmi is telling us a very significant halacha. Namely, just regarding Talmud Torah, there's no din of Shomer Kohaneh. There's no halacha that I, by virtue of participating in a very passive kind of way, I listen to a shir and the like. So I'm not really actively involved in Talmud Torah, especially if I have no havana. There's no din of Shomer Kohaneh. So that's apparently what Yerushalmi means. And Yerushalmi writes, if you take a look at the next page of the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi quotes, this is the Yerushalmi quoted by the Ran, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, on page number 5, where it mentions the three areas where there's no din of Shomer Kohaneh, Birchas Hamazon, and Tefillah, and Kriyat Shema. And the Yerushalmi actually answers and ends in page number 6. Yerushalmi said, by Kriyat Shema, Shei Kol Echon Meshanin Befiv. Now, Kriyat Shema, each person has to say himself. Kriyat Shema is called Shinun, but it's Shinun that I myself have to verbalize, I myself have to articulate, and there's no halacha of Shomer Kohaneh. So here we have three areas where there's no din of Shomer Kohaneh. It's very fascinating that this issue is also discussed by, there's a famous comment actually of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, and we'll actually continue to discuss this matter because it's a very critical issue, and it's an issue that is relevant to what the Mishnah Berurah had commented on, that even the person without Havana in Talmud Torah, still the person is going to receive Schar. So there's a Magen Avraham actually that he discusses in the context of Ezeu Mekom Shel Zvachim. There is a practice that many people have, and it's probably a correct practice, as mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that once you try to say Karbanos every day, I heard him say this a number of times, that Amir Sakarbanos is a din daraisa. He claimed there's a chiv daraisa to say Karbanos on a daily basis. He proved it for the Gemara at the end of Megillah and the Gemara at the end of Tainis and Aben Yonah. It's really a separate discussion, but he contended that it's more important than Pesukah Dezimra. The Gemara says in Kol Kisvei, the Gemara says in Shabbos regarding Pesukah Dezimra, that the Gemara asks Astira, there are two statements in Chazal that are contradictory. One statement says, Yi chelkim gomri halal b'chol yom, let my chelib be with those who say halal every day. The other statement indicates, Kolom halal b'chol yom harizim mechayif and megadet, that's an act of giduf. It's considered to be an act of blasphemy. And the Gemara says, no, that we're talking about Pesukah Dezimra. Pesukah Dezimra is something which is ideal, that one should say on a daily basis. One is praising Hashem in teva. That's how the Meshech Chochma, and that's how Soloveitchik understood that Gemara. Masha'en came to say halal mitzray, which is relevant to Pesach night, relevant to Pesach morning and Shavuos morning and Sukkot morning. Pesach night is a separate halacha of saying halal. Yerushalmi, quoted by the Mechaber, Soloveitchik told us, the Talmidim of Soloveitchik, that we should institute that in our shuls, even though the Ramah clearly says that's not the Minig Ashkenaz, not the Ashkenazi practice. I don't know exactly, Rabbi Shor Shlita, whether you have such a practice in Johannesburg. Many, many shuls in Eretz Yisrael is very common. I don't know, again, I see Baruch Hashem, the father of Rabbi Rick Shlita, so I don't know what the practice is over there in the States. I think in many shuls they actually say Hallel on Pesach night. That's a practice that's become very popular, but it's a minigar itself. It's a minigar gro. It's based on Yerushalmi. And even though the Mishnah says in Megillah and Daf Chof, there's no Hallel Balayla, Hallel is among the mitzvahs that are dafka bayom, this is a separate halacha, a separate din based on Yerushalmi, the Hallel is said by nighttime. Hashir Yelachem Kalel is Kaddish Chag. It's a Gemara in Erechin. And also we have different halachas relating to the Hallel of Pesach night. And that's for a separate discussion, B'li Neder. But we're talking about Hallel Mitzvah, the Gemara in Shabbos in Kol Kisvei, that the Gemara says, Kalom HaHallel B'chol Yom HaRezim V'chayif V'megadah. That's the Hallel Mitzvah that we say on Pesach morning, Shavuos morning, and Sukkot morning. That Hallel cannot be said on an ongoing basis. We're only allowed to say the Hallel of Sukkot Dezimra on an ongoing basis. We're praising Hashem, the handiwork of Hashem that's available, that's seen by us on a daily basis in Teva. Kfor ka'efer yifazer. Mashlich karcho chafitim. Livne karaso miyambo. I experienced this in Toronto. Toronto, Canada. I lived there for 10 years. And there, the cold was so fierce that it was, during Sukkot time already, it was minus 20 degrees with the wind chill factor. And so we still sat in the sukkah with gloves and hats and coats and radiators and who knows what. So there is a obviously a manifestation of that element of Hashem Yisbarach, of His Hashkocha in nature, in Teva. So our salvation thought, based on the Gemara, that he chelki in Gomri Hallel B'chol Yom, the Gemara clearly indicates that this is a Midas Chasidus, and the Rambam says it explicitly. The Rambam writes, Apsuk of the Zimra is a Midas Chasidus, and our salvation felt, but saying of Karbanos, that's a Din Daraisa. That one is mechuyev to do. As a matter of fact, the Mechaber Paskins, the Rambam Shita, person comes late to davening, you can skip the entire Pesuk of the Zimra. And you start with Yishtabach. That's how the Rambam writes in Peretes of the Tfila, that Tfila begins with Yishtabach. But coming back to our issue, which is this Yerushalmi that we just cited, namely that there's no din of Shomer Ka'oneh with reference to three areas, Kriyashma, Birchas Havozin, and Tfila. There's also Magad Abraham. On page number three, in Simen Nun, the Mechaber brings the obligation that I just spoke about. If you take a look at page three here on your screen, Kavu Lishnos Achapash Satomid Ezel Mekoman Brayso Rabbi Shmuel. Every day a person should learn Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. Brayso Rabbi Shmuel has become Gemara. So the Magen Avraham has the following comment there in Siman Nun Sifkot Beis. He writes Lilmo B'chol Yom Nirali Didavka Bismaneim Shoyim Mevin of Loshen Targum Bisman Chazal. They understood Aramaic. Today we don't understand Aramaic. If a person learns, you have to understand. You have to know the translation of those Mishnayos in Ezel Mekoma. Dim lo kein, eino nechshav lelimud. Without Havana, the Magen Avraham says, it's not considered to be limud. The Yapit Tfila, mutav lehispala b'loshon shemeivin. The Magen Avraham says, even applies to davening as well. Once you daven in a language that one understands. That's the Mishnah in Saita, the Mishnah in Eil Namorim, tells us Eil Namorim v'chol Loshen. I've been in communities in the United States, many, many Bali Tshuva, and they daven using a transliteration. They had no background whatsoever, no yeshiva background, no Torah background, no day school, no parochial school background, and they daven using a transliteration. And the Mishnah Brewer writes, otherwise, even in Tfila, you have to understand in a language you understand. And he writes over there, right away, he applies what the Mishnah Brura also mentioned over here in Kufnunei, namely that even though I don't really understand, but Hashem knows exactly my kavanas. Wow, what a statement. Very, really a massive contrast from what he said initially, and then his maskana. But someone just says Mishnayis. Often people make siyumim, they're asked to learn Mishnayis. They don't really understand what they're saying. So the Mishnah Brura indicates that, as I mentioned earlier, about not having Havana, but the Magen Avraham here says very clearly, that's not called Limud HaTorah. One has to know the perish, one has to know the translation of the words that one is saying. In general, we have a principle. The Mechaber calls it in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Ma'at Bekavona, Mehar Be Shalom Bekavona. Better to learn a little bit with Kavona. I want to translate the word Kavona with Havana. Better one should have minimalistic Havana rather than cover large swathes of ground without necessarily having Havana. So one has to try one's best when one learns Torah to have Havana in the Torah that one learns. Hayotzin be called Vareinu, from that which we saw till now is that it is fairly clear that, number one, there are different areas of Talmud Torah. But let's, in order, summarize what we just said till now. Number one, Lufum Tzara Agra. That concept applies specifically according to the Rambam, Dafka in Talmud Torah, that the Schar is critical, but the Schar comes from Amola, not necessarily from Yediyah Satorah, but it comes from Amola Shel Torah, that a person applies himself. Number two, we mentioned, and this also is, again, these are critical elements in terms of the Havana. So we mentioned the Chatchila, when one learns Torah, one should have Havana. But at the same time, the Gemara says in Brachas, Agra de Pirka Riata, just the running to the Beis Medrash, in order that one should be able to hear Divrei Torah, that itself is something one's going to receive. Schar l'asid lavo, says Rashi, one will be mekabel schar. So that's another makar for the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that l'asid lavo, even one with minimalistic havana, with no background, will also be able to be the recipient of a schar. Number three we mentioned is that the Vilna Gaon quotes the Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, and this is also the subject of the Yerushalmi and Brachas, that regarding the din of Shomei HaKa'oneh, it doesn't apply in three areas where a person has to really do himself the action, namely, Kriya Shema's Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. I have to be Makabal upon myself, Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. Secondly, with reference to the issue of Biras HaMazon, I ate, I'm a Chuyiv to bench. And thirdly, as we mentioned, that we had in these three areas, Tefillah and Biras HaMazon and Kriya Shema, Tefillah also, even like a daven for somebody else, but every person is in need of Rachamim, as Chazal say, and therefore that's what I have to do. But Kriya Shema, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi calls it Shinun, that Rav Shimon Yechai v'Chaverev did not have to say they're also in Talmud Torah, they're not mechuyev to be masik even for Kriya Shema, because they're involved by virtue of learning Talmud Torah, and Kriya Shema is a kiyum of Talmud Torah, so that also is in effect in lieu of that. So let's now try to explain a bit further, and this you saw that I'm about to tell you, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal a number of times. He contended there are two dinim in Talmud Torah. There's one a din of Limud Torah Shebichsav, which everyone knows we're talking about Tanakh, studying Tanakh, learning Tanakh. We spoke about that. Mr. Brewer mentioned also in this siman, Kuf Nun Hei, the obligation on a daily basis to learn Tanakh. And we refer to the Gemara in Brachas in the fourth parak, Minu Benechem and Ayigoyon, where Rashi says, Al Tagilim B'mikra, but Rashi has two words, Yosem Midai, that excessively one should not learn Tanakh. In general, especially during the days of the Haskalah, they're always worried about people learning Tanakh and perhaps even extracting from Tanakh ideas that were not in sync with the proper hashkafah of the Torah. It's an ongoing issue. It's an ongoing discussion. Learning Tanakh requires enormous effort and also needs a certain kind of masorah, and one has to use the mefarshim heavily to know how to approach very difficult episodes and very difficult stories in Tanakh. Some of them are swashbuckling. They may be very exciting, but they also require careful analysis and be shown and bright that the reason one should learn Tanakh is in order to develop a proper hashkofa, a proper Weltschang, a proper approach to life and the proper values and proper midos. So that is a significant element, the learning of Tanakh. So learning Torah Shebichsav is one area of limud, and then Torah Shebalpeh is another area of limud, and they're quite different one from the other. Now, Torah Shebalpeh, we see from this Magen Avraham, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Dafka Yidei Havana. One has to have understanding, and the more profound one's understanding, the greater the schar for learning Torah Shebalpeh. But it would seem that Torah Shebichsav is a totally different, markedly different area. Namely, Torah Shebichsav is also a mitzvah Talmud Torah. And how is one fulfilling that mitzvah? Ayde kriya, ayde shinun bepeh, by simply verbally articulating the psukim and the like. And therefore, there's no, as I mentioned, when it comes to Torah Shebalpeh, there's no din of Shomei HaKa'oneh. It doesn't work. Because Malashach, if one person is learning and the second one is hearing and doesn't understand, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah of Lima Torah Shebalpeh. That's what the Magen Avraham is saying. Without Havana, without understanding, there's no fulfillment, there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah. On the other hand, if the second person understands, he's Yotzi himself. He doesn't need the other individual. So obviously, even regarding the mitzvah of Torah Shebichsav, of reading Psukim in Tanakh, learning Psukim in Tanakh, where you can't be Yotzi the Chiyuv of the Shomei HaKa'oneh, because also it would seem that one is obligated to say the psukim. In general, the Gemara says in Erevin that when one learns, one should always try to learn and try to express and articulate that which one learns out loud, bepeh, because ki chayim heim lemotzaeim, artikul lemotzaeim, el lemotzaeim bepeh. But one, this is also a school of physikaron. One wants to remember what one learns. The best thing is always to say it out. So when one says Kriya Shema, besides the kiyum of just reading the psukim of Kriya Shema, There's also kima, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Shebechsar. So one cannot be yotze the chiyuv of kriyash ma'abidin shomei ka'oneh, because each person has to be mishaning the psukim. One has to say actually the psukim befiv, with his own mouth. And we do have a din of shomei ka'oneh by certain pashas. For example, mikro bikurim. There's an obligation. The pashan kisavo, it's a mishnah in Saita. That mikro bikurim, that the person, the farmer, brings the bikurim, there are two mitzvahs. One is to bring bikurim, the other is to read the pasha of Arami Ovid Abi. And one can be yotze midin shomei ka'oneh. Well, let's say kriyas ha-megillah, I mentioned earlier. Or let's say kriyas ha-halel. Also, one can be yotze to the din of shomei ka'oneh. Because there's no din in those areas that one has to read. And also, there's an element of Talmud Torah that's involved, Talmud Torah Shebichsar. There, simply, the halacha requires me to read a certain pasha. It's a maisa kriya. There's no chalosh shem of Talmud Torah Shebichsar. The melech won't be yotze through Shomei Ka'oneh. However, where there's an element of Talmud Torah, and even Talmud Torah Shebichsar, even a kriya of a pasha such as Kriyashma, so there, one will not be able to be yotze through Shomei Ka'oneh. That's the Yerushalmi that I mentioned. This idea is found in a number of Rishonim. Take a look, for example, you have in front of you, actually, on page number 7. There's a Shita Kubetzes in Masechet Brachos. So the Shita comments, actually, on this issue, based on the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. And I'll just read the last part of the Shita Kubetzes. He writes that the Eshloma, the Mashiach Tzibur, Shomalu, V'yotze, person hears the Mashiach Tzibur, and his Yotze, Masha'en can be Kriyash Ma'ut Tfilah. Then a yotzei de acher, that one is not yotzei kriyashma and tefillah. That's the Yerushalmi that I mentioned. If someone tries to be motzi me in those areas, kriyashma taimam neshehu shinun. That's the Yerushalmi that the shita is calling. Utfila meshum derachmihu. Utfila is rachamim. Each person has to ask Hashem for his own set of rachamim. And the same idea is also found in a rishon that's also very significant rishon, who really wrote an incredible sefer on tefillah. And that's the Abu Darham. Usually people call it the Abu Drahom, but the correct pronunciation is Abu Darham. And so the Abu Darham, look at page number 8 and page number 9. He also comments in a similar fashion under the rubric of Shachri Shalchol. So he writes over here the following. He's talking about the fact that Birchas Kriyashma, the Sheikh Tzibur can exempt someone who does not know how to say Kriyashma. Why? Because it depends on Shmia. That's what happens to the brachos of Kriyashma. What about the Kriyashma itself? That he can't part to him, because it says v'dibarta bo, that a person himself has to be, the way the Yerushalmi said, mishani b'fiv. He has to say the kriyashma. Masha enkein kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. So that depends on shmia. That depends on my hearing kriyas haTorah. Kriyas haTorah is a chayv haTzibur. That's taisin seita and taisin brachos. That is an obligation that devolves upon the tzibur. That's how the Mishnah also writes that you need a minyan for kriyas haTorah. It's among the list of items, the litany of items that require a minyan. But that concept of a minyan, again, it depends upon my hearing Kriyas HaTorah. However, Talmud Torah, a Sheikh Tzibur cannot pater me. There's no way he can pater me by his learning and my listening. So that's what the Abu Darham writes over here on the bottom of page number 8. Yesh Lishol, he says, Lom Omer Shatz Birchas Kriyashma B'Kol Rom. Why does the Sheikh Tzibur say Kriyashma the call Rom, Kedei Lahotzias Mishen Yodeh. That's the brachos of Kriyashma. So apparently the minig was, in the days of Chazal, that the Shliach Tzibur would say the brachos and would be Motzi the Tzibur. This also is connected, of course, to the Sugya Megillah of Persin al-Hashma. There are many different interpretations of what that means among the Rishonim. But you see that the brachos of Kriyashma was said out loud by the Shliach Tzibur. However, Kriyashma Omer Belachash, but the Kriyashma itself, the Sheikh Tzibur said it silently. Shein ha'cherim shomim. Im kain, so the Abu Darham asks, Lama hishmiyim ha'brachos. So why were the brachos of Kriyashma said out loud? The Kriyashma is being said silently. But the brachos of Kriyashma, the Sheikh Tzibur is saying it out loud. Yesh lomar, ki mibrichos Kriyashma yochol Sheikh Tzibur lifter us mishen yodeya. That you can be motzi, you can help others, you can, yes, help them discharge their obligation of brachos of kriyashma, they shadavu toli b'shmiya k'mo b'kriya. Avu b'kriyashma and yochel l'fotro. The kriyashma itself, someone else cannot help me be motzi, cannot be motzi me. Mishum shenema v'dibarta bom. Mashen can be kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. What about public reading of the Torah that takes place Monday and Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, shi takonas Ezra, or kriyas Megillah tkiyas shofar tefillah. All these items, namely the Kriyas HaMegillah, blowing of the shofar, which I'm mechuyev to hear, and the idea of tefillah, says the Abu Daham, there something which is totally on shmiya, kmo bikriya, v'shatz yachal lifto mea elav ish. Alva mi Talmud Torah, ain't shiatziv yachal lifto the shum adam, but Talmud Torah, it's not possible. No one can patter me. I'm mechuyev to learn Torah. I'm mechuyev to understand what that which I learn. Someone else learning is not going to help me if I don't have any understanding. What a sentence. He said, there is no person in the entire world who doesn't know how to say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. Unfortunately, we live in a generation where even that is, to our chagrin, sometimes not the case. There are people who don't have the ability even to say Shema Yisrael. Not their fault. They were not trained. They had no background. The Tinog Shenishbu. So here we see from the Rishonim that I've cited, a number of them, that there is a distinction that one has to make between brachos of Kriyat Shema, where you can be motzi someone else. The Kriyat Shema itself, you cannot be motzi someone else. That's again the Yerushalmi that we began with earlier. And the same applies, as I mentioned, to the other areas. Shomer Kohen, it works. It works when there's a din of Kriya. If it's Mikra Bikurim, if it's Kriyas HaHalel, if it's Kriyas HaMegillah, then you can be Yotze, the din of Shomer Ka'onem. There's no halacha that each person has to read the Pasha Bikurim, the Pasha Megillah, the Kriyas HaHalel, Masha Enkein, all these other areas, they require already a personal kind of involvement. And even though one might ask, actually, and that's what he asked the Abu Daham asked, what about Kriyas HaTorah? One person is reading the Torah about Kareh, he's being Motze the Rabbi Dechol Basam. Even though there's no question that Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah, Pashtus of also Talmud Torah Shebichsav, that reading the Torah, we're talking about reading Pashtus and Chumash, which is part of Tanakh. Soloveitchik always used to comment that whether one should stand or not, this is a big machlokas, whether one stands for Kriyas HaTorah or does not stand for Kriyas HaTorah. He said that it's really dependent upon the Yerushalmi and Brachas, whether Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah B'tzibur, is that what we're fulfilling, or is it a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai? If it's a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai, the Yerushalmi says it has to be Be'amidah, Be'reseis, Be'zeyah. But offhand, the Kriyas HaTorah is also Talmud Torah Shebichsav. So why should that not require that I should do it on my own? I shouldn't be able to be Yotzei through the Balkare? And the answer is, that's what the Abu Dham says. Because Chiyah, the Kriyas HaTorah, is not a Chayvas Yochid. There's no obligation on each Yochid to read the Torah. There's a Chayvas Tzibur. The Halacha is the Torah has to be read B'Tzibur. That the tzibur has to read Kriyas HaTorah. When the tzibur gathers together, there has to be Kriyas HaTorah. One of the rayas that's often brought is on page number 10 of your Ma'amar Mekomos. There's a Gemara Megillah, famous Gemara, Hakol Olam Leminyan Shiva Avilu Kotten. The halacha is that even a child under Bar Mitzvah can also get one of the seven aliyahs. He also can read the Torah. Bizman Chazal, that was the practice. The practice was that each Oleh would read the Sefer Torah. Today we don't do that because Kadesh Olam Vayesh. And therefore, we have a Balkari, he's appointed, who's a mumche in Kriyas HaTorah, but Mikra Adin, the older is the one who reads the Torah. So even a Kotten can get an Aliyah, the Minyan Shiva. So the Chura, a Kotten is not a Bar Chiyuva. It's against the Mishnah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah writes that someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva, he can't actually help someone else discharge their obligation. He himself is not obligated. So how is it possible? How would he be Male, the Minyan Shiva, a Kotten? How could he read Betzibur? So one has to say that in Kriyas HaTorah, there's no chayvas yochid. There's no obligation that devolves upon each individual to read Kriyas HaTorah. But rather, the mitzvah is the Torah should be read b'tzibur. That's a halacha that one has to read the Torah b'tzibur, and that's why a kotten is certainly a chelik of the tzibur. Every single member of Klal Yisrael is part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, a kotten can also be over the Torah and is able to read the Torah, and the tzibur is yotzei dechavasam, because the Torah was read b'tzibur. And therefore, even a kotten is not a bachiyuva can also read. Rav Soloveitchik told over the following episode. He said once in the shul where Rav Soloveitchik was the rav, I assume he meant Chaslovitz. So the Balkare was for some reason very angry at the tzibur. Something to happen, and he was furious with them. And so he read the Torah, and then after the Kriyas HaTorah, he announced that he had kavana not to motzi anyone in Kriyas HaTorah. Because he's so angry at the tzibur, no one is yotze from his Kriyas HaTorah, post facto, after he read the Torah. So they asked Rav Moshe, Salam Reish Zatzal, what's the din? So he passed in, there's no chiv to once again hear Kriyas HaTorah. They're Yotzei, even without the kavana of the Balkore, to be made to them, even though he had negative kavana, they are Yotzei. Why? Because the halacha is that Kriyas HaTorah is the din, Shatorah Nikreis B'tzibur. The Torah has to be read B'tzibur. There's no requirement that the Balkore has to have kavana to be made to the tzibur. There's no such requirement whatsoever. The haraya, he brought a raya from this Gemara, Megillah Chav Gimel, that cotton over the minyan shiva, since the cotton can be part of the minyan of seven aliyos, and the din is that the cotton actually can read the Torah and get the aliyah. So therefore, the tzibur is yotzei, their obligation, even though cotton is not a bachiyuba, he's not someone who's capable of being motzi others. So you see that the sort of kriyas haTorah is the yisod of that the Torah should be read with tzibur. Also, let you brought another raya, and this raya to me is really a very, almost a raya mukhrachas that the Gemara has in Brachas. This is on item number 11. This is a Rashi and Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara actually darshins the following pasuk. The Gemara says, I underlined it, you can see it in front of you. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. My dichsiv, the pasuk says, Ve'edna l'cho asluchas so'eben, ba'atorah ba'mitzvah, asher kasabti l'horosam. The Rambam actually cites this in the Akdama to Mishnah Torah. The Rambam cites this, a part of this Gemara. So the Gemara darshins this pasuk, the Gemara says, Luchos elu aseres hadibros. The Luchos, of course, refer to the Decalogue, the aseres hadibros, the Ten Commandments. Torah zemikra. The Gemara translates the term Torah, veha Torah, after Luchos ha'eben, as referring to mikra. Veha mitzvah, Zol Mishnah. What does Mitzvah refer to? Mishnayis. Asher Kasavti Eil Nevi'im. The element of Ksiva refers to Nevi'im. Uksuvim Lahorosam Ze Gemara. The last part of the Pasuk refers to Gemara. Malam Shekula Nitna L'Moshe Misinai. So there's an incredibly striking Rashi. Rashi says here, I underlined it, I sort of boxed it out. It says Rashi in the third line, Ze Mikra Chumish. She Mitzvah Likros Batorah. What is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? The obligation to read a din kriya. Then Rashi says, what about Mishnah? Zu Mishnah? She yis'asku b'mishnah. So Rashi uses the language when it comes to Chumash, Likros. When it comes to Mishnah, she yis'asku. Mashma, that in Torah she ruchsav, how you mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah, al yidei kriya. You simply read the text, and by reading the text, you mekayim the mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. Likros Batorah. That's the din of Torah Shebichsav, of learning Torah Shebichsav. When it comes to Torah Shebalpeh, we have to understand the Mishnayos. We have to be misaseg, similar to the bracha that we make in Brichas HaTorah, Asher Kiddushon, Mitzvah Sivonu, Lasog B'divrei Sorah. So our Salvation said, you see clearly from this Rashi, that when it comes to Torah Shebalpeh, that without Havana, without Hisaskus, without attempting to come to grips with the text, one cannot go ahead and simply, as the language that often is used, daven up Mishnayos. You don't daven up Mishnayos. You have to understand Mishnayos. So better to learn a fewer, less Mishnayos and understand them. As I said earlier, tov ma'at mekavana, meha b'shlo mekavana. And let's just bring one last raya for this evening with reference to this discussion. There's another Gemara. Also Gemara, very significant Gemara in Brachos. It's found here on page number 14 on your screen, where the Gemara indicates as well that the key mitzvah of Talmud Torah Shebichsav is mekuyam through kriya bepes, simply by textual reading, by reading the text. The Gemara has a comment at the bottom of Tesvavim Bebez and Brachos. Toni Rav Ovadia Kamei Derava. Pasuk says, this is taken from the Kriyat Shema, where we know we have three parshios, and the Gemara learns out from a pasuk in the Kriyat Shema that one is obligated to go ahead, this is the second parsha of Ahayim Shamoah. So the pasuk says that one is obligated, as the Gemara says, that the limud of a person should be tam, should be perfect, should be very punctilious, very precise. That one should leave space. This is a very well-known issue. Rashi comments already in Rishonim and it's called Nalach and Shulchan Aruch. Actually, sometimes there are letters that clearly can cling to each other. So you have to be careful that each of the letters should be enunciated properly. And Rashi actually, as the Gemara is going to give several examples, and we'll read the Gemara. Oni Rav Basvei Kigon Al Livavecha. These are two words. Each word ends. One word ends with a lamed. Then the next word begins with a lamed. You have to be very careful of the space between the two words in order to make sure that there's Revach Minat Veikin. Al livavichem. Bechol livavicha. Bechol, pause, livavchem. Esev bisodicha. Vavaditem, pause, mehera. And on and on. So we see there's a din called limud chatan. Go to the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Chaim Briska said in this Gemara, he asked the following question. According to the Rishonim, who hold that only the first Pasha Kriyat Shema is the Din D'Oraisa, the Shabbos Aryeh has, in the beginning of his Sefer, he quotes, there are several positions in Rishonim, how many Pashas are in the Torah? So we know the first Rashi in Brachos D'Abez V'Menal. Rashi says, Uve Pasha Rishon HaShadim Korei HaMitaso Yatsa, the first Pasha Kriyat Shema is in the Torah. There are Rishonim who hold that two Pashas are D'Oraisa. The Shita Sarabim is the three Pashas are D'Oraisa. The Ramban writes in the Chiddush Ramban, based on the Gemara, in the second paragraph of Brachos, that Rabbi Yudah Nasi was saying a shir, and then suddenly it was his man Kriyat Shema, he covered his eyes, and he said the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and went on. So the Ramban is the Medayik from there, on the first pasuk, that pasuk is Edin D'Oraisa, and not the other psukim. So Rav Chaim asked the Kasha, and this Gemara, it says, in Brachos, if you hold the first pasuk Kriyat Shema as D'Oraisa, so this pasuk that the Gemara dash in this halacha, namely, Revach Min Advekim, is in the second pasuk Kriyat Shema. And if you assume, like the Ramban, that only, or the Rabbi Yonah, or Rashi, let's say, that one Pasha is Daraisa, and the second Pasha is the Rabbanon, so how do Chazal Darshin, this is a Din Daraisa, Shed Limut Chatam. We're talking about the Mitzvah of Kriyashma, a Din Daraisa, that one has to be medactic, Rebach Ben Advekim, you have to space, the letters have to be enunciated distinctly, very clearly. So Rav Chaim explained, you see it in the Gemara, that this Din of Limut Chatam is the Din in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah Shebichsad. Midoraisa, which is the din of Kriya, and therefore the zalocha of being mafri ben advekim. So since Kriya Shema is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Shebichsav, memela this halacha of limud chatam of being mafri ben advekim of revach ben advekim applies to Kriya Shema. So apparently, what do we see? That even though we're talking about Kriya Torah Shebichsav, but apparently, as the Gemara said, there's no din of Shomei Kaone. Here, the zalocha of being mishanim befiv, person has to say the Kriya Shema very clearly, very explicitly, as we mentioned from the Yerushalmi earlier, both quoted by the Ran and by the Vilna Gaon in the first Mishnah Maseches Brachos of Korin. So essentially what we have so far come to is that clearly for Torah Shebaal Peh, there's an obligation of Havana. Torah Shebichsav, there's a din of Kriya. But clearly in these three areas, there's no din of Shomei Kaone, namely with reference to Kriya Shema, Birchas Havazim, and Tefillah. The din of Shomei Kaone is inapplicable. And Kriya Shema seems to have an element of Talmud Torah Shebichsav, which requires halachas, namely Revach Min Advekim. One has to be careful how one goes ahead and expresses oneself. So Blineder, in the upcoming shir, will continue this discussion and perhaps add a bit more to an understanding of the Mishnah Berurah, who really was the one who opened up this entire discussion with his comment that even if one does not have Havana, and one comes simply to listen, so one gets chahalicha, and ultimately, that person who comes, again, based on the Rashi and Brachas, Igu the Pirka Riyata, will get schar, lasid lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly give him credit and give him schar for the fact that he made a massive effort to go ahead and come to the Drushan. As I mentioned, what Rav Soloveitchik quoted from his father, I remember that when I was in Eretz Yisrael in Chedesh Elul, I used to go to listen to the Shabbos HaGolah Drusha and the Shabbos Shuvah Drusha of HaGoyin Dayan Fisher, Zechatzag Debracha, the brother of HaGoyin Hashlomo Fisher, who was a Rosh Shiva Nitri, and Yibad al Chaim Arukim, Hashem should give him Refuah Shlema. So his brother, the Dayan, he said also two public shiurim. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people who came to the shiur. I was one of them. And again, the same exact, almost recording of what happened over there in Chasovich happened in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. He dashed on Sugis of Kochim when it came to the issue of Dal Chalut Kapara, namely Erev Yom Kippur, and at Shabbos HaGodol, he would dash in Yoni Karbonos. And I certainly did not understand what he was saying, and I suspect that good segments of the Tzibur also didn't really understand much of what he was saying, but at least we were Mekayim the Rashi and the Gemara Brachas, Agra the Pirka Riata. We went to the Shir, and we ran there to try our best to connect with one of the Gdoli Ador, one of the Tzadiki Ador, and so therefore, we have to try to formulate a bit more carefully what the Mishnah Berurah said, but overall, it's clear that in Torah Shebaal Peh, one has to have Havana. One has to have understanding. One should try to achieve understanding. Even if it means understanding and learning less, not learning swathes, large swathes of Divrei Torah, Tov ma'at b'kavana ma'abish lo b'kavana ma'ashen ki when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, unless the Torah Shebichsav involves an element of Talmud Torah like Kriya Shema, Zeshinun v'Zeshinun, then one could be yotze simply by reading the text without necessarily having the avana that normally would accompany the reading of the text.